This is the resource visibility for the PMO walkthrough. This walkthrough demonstrates how the PM can view resource utilization details in Project Server for tasks that are managed in TFS. Okay, so here I'm going to be playing two roles again. First, I'll be Marco, the project manager, and then I'll also be Peter, the team lead. So let's start with Peter, the team lead. So Peter opens up Visual Studio, and he opens up his work breakdown query, and he can see that there's three requirements for his team to start working on. If he goes over to the Project Server tab for any of these requirements, he can also see that these came across from Project Server. So Peter's team gets together and they start doing some estimating, and they put together a work breakdown, and then they also come up with estimates. So here you can see the work breakdown of each of the requirements, and you can see the estimates. So let's go ahead and we'll publish that back to TFS using the team ribbon for integration with client integration to TFS. I'm going to minimize that, and we'll just do a refresh here to kind of see what has happened to our work breakdown. So we can see that in TFS here, we've got all the new tasks that have been published, and we can see them rolling up to each of these requirements. So everything looks pretty good. If we minimize our requirements here, I can take a quick look by and see what's happened here. Let's do a refresh one more time. Okay, so Project Server successfully submitted these over to Project Server. So because these were already Project Server tasks or requirements, they're, as changes happen, everything is moving over to Project Server. So now I'm going to change persona, and I'll be Marco, the program manager. And Marco goes into his web access. He goes to the Approval Center, and he wants to see all of the tasks that are coming into TFS, all the updates, and he can see updates on these three requirements. So he's just going to do a select all here, and then he'll accept the updates. Maybe give a comment back to the team. And then he gets kind of a second batch of updates here. And so he selects all those two and lets that flow back to the team. Okay, so now he's accepted all the updates from TFS. So here he had the ability to kind of review and check and make sure that he wanted to accept everything before he added it to his project plan. And let's see what he's added back into his project plan. So Marco then opens up the project client, and he's able to open the resource availability plan. And here Marco can see the three requirements. But what we also see here is pretty interesting, because within Marco's project plan, he also has the resources that have come across. And so I'm going to pop that up to the top, and we'll just scroll over and create a little room. And so instead of just having Peter's name here, we also see a list of the other resources that have been assigned to tasks underneath this particular user story or this particular requirement. So now, if we go over to the task view chart, task usage, I can see who's assigned work. And you can see that Peter, as the lead, isn't doing any of the work, but we can see that Edward Dell and Kwong all have work assigned to them, depending on each of the tasks. So here Sanjay and Nure also have work attached for the shopping cart task. we also go over to the resource tab here, we can click on the Project 2010 new feature here, and let's just go ahead and view the scroll to the tasks. So we can see Edward Dell here has more than one task assigned to him at the same time. Let's go ahead and level out the resources. So Edward's tasks have been leveled, and when we go back to the Team Foundation Gantt chart, we can see that the durations have changed. So now I've been able to do resource leveling based off of the real availability of the task resources underneath a particular requirement. And that's affected my schedule. It's pushed it out a little bit because Edward could only do work at certain times, so it's spread it, but it's also balanced it correctly. Okay, so this looks great, so I want to save that. And let this job save. 8% and coming up here, complete. Okay, now let's go ahead and we'll publish this updated plan back to Project Server. So what we've been able to do here is we've done work breakdown in TFS. We only are showing the summary level tasks, but we're seeing actual resources that have been assigned to that task, and at the summary level, we're able to work our project plan so that we can schedule these resources so that we can utilize them most efficiently. Okay, this has been published. Let's go ahead and check this back in and we'll close it. Now the project team has, we're going to do some work again, and I'm going to simulate that work by just moving work in Excel again from remaining to completed. And let's go ahead and move the login work too. So moving shopping cart and login from remaining to completed. And we'll publish that back to TFS. And so kind of showing that we're finishing up a couple of requirements at a time. The team is doing their work, and we're finishing stuff off. So we can go check and make sure everything's flowing correctly here in TFS. We'll click refresh, and we can look at some field changes here, and we can see that we've got the roll-up engine is synced. Have we submitted? Yeah, and we successfully submitted to Project Server. So you can see the fields that have changed and when it's submitted. Okay, so now let's go be Marco again, and we'll refresh in the Approval Center. And now Marco's kind of looking here, and he's seeing that he's got some new actual work being submitted. So it sounds good to him. He wants to see what the actual work is. He selects all and accepts. Okay, so he's got these updates. Now Marco can go back into the project plan. Opens up the resource availability plan again. And here we can see for login and shopping cart, we've got the actual work done for those particular features. Looks great, so he's going to want to save this and publish this back over to TFS. Let's give it a second here to finish its thinking. So here we're seeing as the team does work, and as soon as the project manager needs to check on the project progress, they can always see the real-time progress of the teams. Not only are they seeing the real-time progress, but they're also seeing it in the context of which resources are being utilized to get that work done. So he publishes this project plan. So now he's making this project plan visible to everybody in Project Server, so that way we can look at several projects at a time in a portfolio. But not only that, I'm going to go ahead and close out of here. Okay, so we save and we check in. And then let's go ahead and we open up Project Web Application again. We go to the Resource Center. And this time we're going to go see, look at resource availability. And here we can see how loaded each of our resources is by each week where we're doing work. So we can see that we've got some availability for Quang coming up. Okay, so this was our resource roll-up from a top-down planning scenario where you're able to see resource availability in Project Server. Thank you.